Again. For the millionth time since they had first met, Grace wished Selina could get embarrassed. But her flamboyant, often extravagant pal didn't know the meaning of the word. Grace covered her face with her hands and did her best to ignore the curious onlookers. An urge to slink beneath the table, followed by an even greater urge to kick her companion, consumed her.
"Why don't you speak a little louder, Lainey?" she whispered. "I don't think the guys in Canada were able to hear you."
"Oh, I don't know," the gorgeous brown-haired waiter said as he stopped by their table. "They're probably headed south even as we speak." Heat stole up Grace's cheeks as the obviously college-aged waiter gave her a devilish grin. "Is there anything else I can get you ladies?" he asked, then looked pointedly at Grace. "Or more precisely, is there anything I can do for you, ma'am?" "How about a bag for my head or a stick to beat Lainey with?" "I think we have it," Grace said, her cheeks scalding. She was definitely going to kill Selina for this. "We just need our bill."
"All right, then,"
he said, pulling their ticket off and scribbling across the top of the paper. He set it down in front of Grace.
"Just give me a call if I can be of any further service."
It was only after he left that Grace saw his name and phone number on the top of the bill. Selina took one look at it and laughed out loud. "Just you wait," Grace said, suppressing a smile as she totaled her portion of the food on her Palm Pilot. "I will get you back for this." Selina ignored the threat as she fished in her beaded bag for her money.
Yeah, so you say. If I were you, I'd hang on to that number. He is a cute little thing."
"Young thing," Grace corrected. "And I think I'll pass. The last thing I need is to be locked up for contributing to the delinquency of a minor." Selina slid her gaze over to where the waiter leaned with one hip against the bar.
"Yeah, but Mr. Brad Pitt look-alike over there might be worth it. I wonder if he has an older brother.
I wonder how much Bill would pay to know his wife spent her entire lunch ogling a kid." Selina snorted as she placed her money on the table.
"I'm not ogling him for myself. I'm ogling him for you. It was, after all, your sex life we were discussing."
"Well, my sex life is just hunky-dory and not the business of the people in this restaurant." Tossing her money on the table, Grace grabbed the last bite of cubed cheese and headed for the door.
"Don't get mad," Selina said, following her out into the busy crowd of tourists and regulars thronging Jackson Square.
A lone saxophone played jazz above the cacophony of voices, horses, and car engines as a wave of Louisiana heat assaulted her. Trying her best to ignore air so thick it could barely be inhaled, Grace wended her way through the crowd and vendors' booths that were set in front of the wrought-iron fence surrounding Jackson Square.
"You know it's true," Selina said as she caught up to her. "I mean, goodness, Grace, it's been, what, 2 years?"
"4," she said absently. "But who's counting?"
"4 years with no sex?"
Selina repeated loudly in disbelief. Several onlookers paused to look curiously from Selina to Grace.
Oblivious, as usual, to the attention they collected, Selina continued without pausing. "Don't tell me that you've forgotten this is the age of electronics. I mean, really, do any of your patients know how long you've gone without sex?"